Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, it is the holiday season. Hello, and welcome to the edition of SOL Talk Show. You are now listening to The Soul Speak Out Loud, Cast vs. Production. I am your girl, none other than actor. Who am I? Actress Teresa Guilford. Today is Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. It is 12 days before Christmas, and what we were listening to just now was 12 Days of Christmas by Keith Wonderboy Johnson. And definitely we are counting down the days. You guys, please be careful out there when you're out there shopping, and let's remember what this season is about, sharing and caring and giving. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to the number one bus station. We're excited to have you sitting at the table with us. What is the soul? I get that question all the time. The soul, what is the soul? SOL brings you all of your favorite actors, actresses, and what's going on in their lives. Basically, we're speaking on the ins and outs, the ups and downs, and what do we do, finding out what happens behind the scenes of our popular shows, like our entertainment and our projects, the things that's going on. What our guests are working on is what is brewing in their pots. That's what we want to find out. So, yes, we have the first Inside Edition, the tea for you, and coming to you from the Soul Table today, I am joined by none other than a star, a phenomenal, just all around 12 to 15 hat gentleman in my course. He is definitely in the building today. We have Mr. Dorian Thomas, a.k.a. Ian Dakari, on the line with me. Ian, if you could definitely say hello to the people out there and our family at the Soul Table.
Hello, everyone. God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in and joining us here at the table this evening. Hope everyone will enjoy this evening's interview. And I hope you all are being blessed on this joyous occasion as well as this holiday season. I want to wish everyone a very blessed and very Merry Christmas, and may God continue to bless you all wonderfully and abundantly.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. And that was a phenomenal opening and welcome to everybody. And like we like to say here, Dorian, at the Soul Table, we're family. So we're sitting down at the table and we're going to feast, and we're definitely going to just break bread together. Amen. Is that okay with you?
All right. Amen. That's all right. That's all right.
Absolutely. Well, he definitely is a warrior, you guys, so I definitely will fill you in on about Dorian. Of course, I'm going to allow him to speak to as well. He's going to give us some insight, his journey along the way, of course, in the acting field as well as how God leads him to talk with us today. So I won't hold us any longer. Those that have called in, we thank you for joining in through the number. If you have logged onto the blog link and would like to call in and speak to your special guest or me, the host, you see, then you can call the number 914-803-4442 to speak to our guest or me, your host. Now, the soul is the place you want to be. Again, why ask? Because, well, I'm going to tell you why. Here at the Soul Table, we like to let our hair down and give you our lives in the acting world. We're giving you great tips, telling you our personal and up-close encounters in the entertainment industry. We have a plethora of great news, great exciting events going on, so stay tuned because you do not want to miss out on anything that I have for you today. I have a feast at this table today, and I'm definitely going to try to make sure I get everything out to you guys. And you guys can find Dorian Thomas, which a.k.a. Dorian, I'm sorry, before I get started on everything else, I do want to stop for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want me,
okay.
What do you want me to call you today? Do you want me to call you by Ian Dakari, or would you like for me to call you Dorian Thomas?
We're at the table, since we are, at the table and we're family, we're going to go with my actual name that God had given me by birth through my mother. So you can call me Dorian.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I just wanted to get that clarification so I'm not spitting out like as if you have seven names. I didn't want to keep saying the whole thing all together and then get people confused as to, well, who does she have on the line? I only heard one person. Nevertheless, thank you again for clearing that up for me. So you guys can follow Dorian, though, as I was speaking earlier, before I interrupted myself, you can follow Dorian Thomas on his social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, IMDb. Dorian, do you have a Snapchat as well?
No, actually, I don't. I'm just all on Facebook only.
Like
you said, I wear
Facebook?
So many different hats. Yeah, I'm just on Facebook. I'm really, actually, I've been thinking and toying around with the idea to get on maybe Twitter and Snapchat and all of them. It's been crossing my mind lately. So I said, maybe that's something I better consider branching over into to, how shall we say, broaden my horizons, you know, where opportunities and networking is concerned. You know, but for now, you can always contact me, you know, send me a message via Facebook. That would be the easiest way to track me down.
Absolutely. And if you guys want to follow him on Facebook, you want to look up Ian Dakari, IANDAKARI. Or you can put in Google Dorian Thomas and pull up his actual. He has an actual, I mean, you can Google him, and he has an actual page that a click up. Come on Google that we can actually click on to get to his Facebook as well. We're going to get him hit, and we're going to get him updated on Instagram, because on Instagram, once you get on there, Dorian, you can actually, if you post to Instagram, automatically it's going to post to your Facebook and your Twitter, so you'll get three posts in one site, which that's what I kind of like about Instagram. It's not as great as to me as Facebook, because we can put more on Facebook when it comes to our wording. Instagram is still, you know, hipping themselves to that portion, but they're good at the fact of being able to share a whole lot. But nevertheless, we'll get you updated on that later on.
All right.
You guys, we thank you again for joining us at The Soul. Welcome again to Speak Out Loud, Cast Versus Production. This is your girl again. If you don't know, actress TCG in the studio today, we have Mr. Actor Dorian Thomas, and he is just not an actor. He has so many different hats. He is a minister of mime. He's a minister in his own way. He's a brother. He's a father to many. He's a friend. He's a cousin. He's an uncle. He's everything. A confidant. So definitely, I want to give you guys a chance to be able to know who he is personally. We have a great inside edition for him too, as well. All right, amen. We're going to get started here. And I want to kind of get started just, you know, filling the people in, our family that's sitting at the table with us tonight, a little bit about you. So I'm going to kind of read just a little bit of short bio of what I've been able to get from you two as well. And then, of course, I want you to elaborate, and then we'll go into the hot seat for the questions. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
All right. Well, let's get started here. Well, definitely, again, you guys, I have Dorian Thomas. He began his entertainment career as a bass guitar player, background singer for the Jimmy and the Family Circle in 1994. 4 years later, he co-founded Sent Forth Mime Ministry with his brother. That following year, in 1999, he co-founded a second mime ministry known as Next Level Mime Ministry alongside his god brother. In 2004, his group Next Level traveled internationally to Mexico to minister on the mission field. Amen. Upon his return from Mexico, he was awarded the Author Award from the Youngstown Playhouse in 2006. Dorian became both a student, then a student instructor for Excel American Dance Company of Akron, Ohio. This is where he received two awards for dance. Some of his character work included, but not limited to, appearances such as Corey Diggs in the D-Tamar Bad Boy, Anthony Lavelle, and Lucasville, The Untold Story. I remember that story, The Untold Story of the Prison Uprising. Excuse me. So that was The Untold Story of the Prison Uprising. I don't know why I want to say Upspring, Uprising. Mr. Brown and Who Will Wipe My Tears Away. I'm telling you, I get tongue-tied when I get excited. He was also, if you guys didn't hear me, he was Mr. Brown in Who Will Wipe My Tears Away, Mr. Elmer in the hit film Angry Tears, Melvin in Trapped Was It Really God. He was also the assistant director and stage manager for the stage plays, written, directed, and produced by none other than Evangelist Erlina Guilford Weaver. Through the years, his most recent including his character of Mike in the new gospel series, Devil with a Smile, which you guys will be able to catch Mr. Dorian Thomas as Mike in The Devil with a Smile. It's a TV gospel series, soap opera series, and it's 5 seasons. Definitely, we're having fun on the set. I, too, as well, am in that actual series, and I am loving our characters, our chemistry. Me and Mike got a lot going on, you guys, so stay tuned. You're going to find out a whole lot of things all these little angelic things that I am speaking of, Dorian Thomas, Mr. Mike has a different side of him. So definitely I'm going to let him fill you in a little bit on that too as well. We can't give too much away, but we'll try to get a little bit out of him. We'll squeeze a little bit of the lemon and see what we can get, all right? I wanted to also include that Dorian wrote a personal letter. And his personal letter, basically, he gave it to us as his journey for us to be able to see some of his inside and for to let his hair down and let us into his thoughts. And I want to read that verbatim. So it says, if I were to give any words of encouragement and wisdom to the next messenger and warrior for Christ, it would be this: keep God first and stay focused on him. When you are in ministry, you will be tested and tried all the more. Forgive. Remember the scripture, Ephesians 4:2, with all loneliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Remember that no one is perfect. We all fall short. That being said, we must continue to be humble. Humble ourselves. Endure through it all. Endure hardships. Endure the struggle. Endure the journey. Endure. We all are a part of his plan, which is by far greater than we could ever, ever imagine or think. For the end, your crown awaits. Lastly, remain faithful. Believe in the unseen before you ever receive. Love, Dorian Thomas. Wow. That right there, I mean, I read that so many times over, over the last couple weeks, because I've had it for a little bit of a time, which I thank you for it. And it just touches my heart to read it. It's actually something, to me, that's like an affirmation to be able to, you know, read that in the morning and to get your day started as well. And I thank you for sharing that. I want to go into, before I get into my questions, about that letter. What were you thinking when you wrote that letter, and what time and frame, mind frame were you in?
Well, to be perfectly honest, when I wrote that letter, the letter had come to me through inspiration. And when you got in contact with me and you first had given me the opportunity to, you know, speak here on the talk show, I had to go into my prayer closet, because everyone that knows me, that really knows me, they know that I can be long-winded at times. And so with that being said, I have so much to tell, but for the sake of time, I have to simplify it as best as possible so that I don't, you know, push people away or anything, when in reality, all I'm trying to do is encourage. But I have so much to say, and so I had to kind of narrow it down. And so I had to go into my prayer closet and really seek God on it. And the main question that I asked him was, all right, Lord, you know, what is it that you would like me to say in this letter, where it covers all of the bases, not just the basis, or not even necessarily the basis that I would like it to cover, but what would you have me to say? Because it's not about me. I know the things that I personally would like to say, but I don't want to say the words or things that I would say. I want it to be straight from you. So this way, when that letter goes forth, it will not come back to you void. It will be strictly you without me in the picture. I just want to be the willing vessel. And so, with that being said, I humbled myself, and it had actually taken me a couple of days, honestly, sis, to really hone in to get the core of what I wanted to say. And so what God did was he had taken me on a journey from my past to my present and where my future was headed. And he started me back with everything that I had gone through in the past. And first of all, I want to remind everyone that everyone has a past. And I don't know who it was that came out with the phrase first when they said, without a test, there can be no testimony. But the first time I heard that, it rang so true, and it has such a profound impact on my spirit. And that stuck with me from that point on. And so always remember that everything that you've gone through in your past is a part of your testimony. It's like a chapter of your life. And so each chapter that you have in your life has a profound impact. There's a message in every chapter that you live through. And so what God did was he'd take me back to my past, and he started showing me different areas of my lives where he was there, and I didn't recognize that he was there. And I was too caught up in doing things my way or just trying to go after my own personal dreams and what does society want. What are these expectations from everyone that is around me, whether I'm in class, in school, in college, it can even be in the workplace, whatever the case may be. And he was showing me different scenarios that had come my way that I found myself in where it wasn't the greatest, it wasn't the greatest scenario, I would say. And so it didn't always turn out for the best. And I found myself in a position where I did not always understand what was going on or why it was going on. And because I didn't know exactly what was going on, it caused me to have a lot of doubt and I would say even resentment. There was a lot of hurt and pain. But then at that same time, he switched it and had started showing me other people that I had been blessed to interact with during my travels and everything. And I would sit around and listen to their testimonies and things that was going on in their life, whether it happened to them in the past before I had met those individuals, or it could have been something that they were going through at that given time when we had our first encounter. And he had me do a self-reflection. And a lot of people call that a gut check or a self-assessment, if you will. And what I found was that I was not the only one who was walking around wounded. You see, if you go back to my biography pretty much shows that I have a history of being involved in ministry, from singing to playing instruments to dance to acting, you name it, the list just goes on and on. But it's one thing to actually, and I want to make sure I say this carefully, it's one thing to actually be a part of a ministry versus actually being God's ministry. Okay, let me say that one more time. It's one thing to be a part of a ministry versus you actually being God's ministry. You see, in reality, there are many ministries, even churches and everything in today's day and age that always – they always talk the talk, but they don't always walk the walk. In order for you to be a part of God's ministry, you not only have to talk the talk, but you have to walk the walk. They go hand in hand. You can't divide the two.
Say that.
Now, with that being said, going back to, you know, the point that I was going to make, with the letter, God had taken me to different areas where he had taken me from seeing different people that have those different testimonies that were actually worse than my own. Or I'll say, I don't want to say worse, I'll say different than my own. And they carried scars, and they were more wounded than my own spirit was at that given time. And I found myself in a position where I started to cry out, woe is me, you know, until I saw other people who were going through far worse than I was. And I'll never forget it. When I had gone to Mexico in 2004, It was for a mission trip, and I had gone down there for the first time I had gone was for 1 week, okay? And I had gone to Mexico on three different occasions. It was Tijuana, Mexico. And when I got down there, my sole purpose was to, and this is, I'm getting on dangerous territory here, but I remember before I left to go down there, I was sitting there praying in our prayer meeting, and I had been going to the prayer meeting for about 6 weeks. And I remember this one particular night I was sitting there in prayer meeting, and we were in our prayer time one-on-one individually with God. And I remember asking God just one question. And I said, Lord, when I go down to Mexico, I would like you to, in so many words, I would like you to rock my world. That was my exact words. I said, I would like you to rock my world. I said, because I don't want to go down there to be a part of outreach ministry and ministering on the streets of Mexico, doing sidewalk Sunday schools and you know, ministering through mime and interacting with the orphanage down there that I was going to be working with. And then I come back the same way I was before I left. And I said, yeah. So I know you have a calling. There's a reason for you sending me down here, because you called me at the last minute. Everyone else that was on the missions team had already been called. So I came in at the very last minute. And so I had gone through this whole issue of trying to come up with the money, trying to raise the money to get down there and pay for my trip. And at the very last minute, the final day that all of my money had to be paid for, God had created a miracle. He sent a miracle where my trip was completely paid for. So everything worked out. So I got down there, and once I got down there, the world down there is completely different. I mean, I was able to see and interact and speak with individuals, not only children from the orphanage, but individuals, both children and adult, on the streets of Tijuana, Mexico, in one of the most impoverished areas of that community. And it was in an area where there was so much desolation, not necessarily physical desolation, but spiritual desolation. And there was no hope, you know, and I started learning about their testimonies and everything. And before I knew it, by the third day, I was just completely flat. My spirit was just completely flat, and God had completely transformed my spirit. And so I had this zeal. There was this fire that God had ignited and birthed deep down inside of me, so that when I returned home, I was completely sold out on soul saving. So much to a point that God sent me back down there later that year during the Christmas season to do some work down there for another week. And then I went back that following summer for 2 weeks. So I was doing a lot of work on the missionary field and everything, but I always got back more than what I had given. And when I got back here, the one thing that came to my spirit was that, Dorian, you have always talked about leaving Youngstown, Ohio, because your dreams are by far bigger than Youngstown, Ohio. But you always complain about how there's nothing here in Youngstown. No one's doing anything. There's limited to, if any at all, opportunity for advancement, whether it's in a career field, whether it's in a job market, whatever the case may be. But I learned to appreciate Youngstown not much more, because when I was in Mexico, I actually had lived in that position where I actually had less than what I had. Physically speaking, I had far less staying down there than what I had here. And it helped me to appreciate the little things. And so what God was showing me was that, Dorian, it's the little things that you always want to remember. Never forget the little things, because it's those little things that can develop into bigger things that you grow and learn to appreciate that much more. there's always someone on this earth that's in a worse predicament and situation than what you will ever be in, whether it is spiritually speaking, physically speaking, financially speaking. It doesn't matter. It can be where they live. There's always someone on the face of this earth that will go through far worse than what you will ever go through in your life. And you never want to forget that message. And that caused me to have that humbling spirit, which brings me to my case in point. That letter was a letter that God had written to remind me of that spirit of humility, and that you have to forgive. Not only do you have to forgive, but you have to understand that there are billions and billions of us, not just in ministry, not just here in the four walls of a church building, but there are people that we come in contact with on a daily basis that are walking around with these broken spirits, whether they are saved or not, and they are searching for someone who is actually the one, and they don't realize oftentimes that the one person that they're searching for is God in order to make it through. I've been in a position where God has allowed me to speak with people who turn out to be suicidal, and I didn't even know it. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to know everyone's background when it comes down to God sending you. All you have to do is just be willing to be that willing vessel. He never said that it was going to be easy on you.
Amen.
He never said that. And a lot of people misinterpret it, and I'm not going to, you know, go too deep in detail, but there's a scripture in God's word where it says, for his yoke is easy, his burden is light. That's what God is saying about himself. He didn't say that that's how it was going to be for us.
Right.
Case in point, we all have a testimony. And unfortunately, there are things that we're going to go through in this life, whether we want to go through it or not, that are sometimes beyond our control. It may get us to a point where somebody may say something the wrong way, where we wake up on the wrong side of the bed, and they just pluck that last nerve, and you lash out. But you have to understand that even though that individual may lash out, or if you lash out, everyone may not always know you for you being you, because they're not walking in your shoes, so they don't always know every single detail of your life and what it is that you're going through, whether it be in life or at that given point in time. And so you have to take a step back so that you can reapproach and recognize that you have to humble yourself first and foremost. You have to humble yourself because you're going to be tested. And when those tests come, you can either do what you have to do by being obedient to God and be willing to go through that test so that you can pass that test, or accept the fact that if you fail that test is going to come back around, because that test is a part of God elevating you and leading you to your destiny, to where he wants you to be. Even if you don't always see or remember the dreams that you used to have when you were a kid growing up, if you wanted to be a firefighter, if you wanted to be an actor, if you wanted to be a writer, a journalist, even these things that I'm mentioning now, these different career fields, there are different people right now whose faces are popping in my head that God is showing me. You need to remember that you belong to God. That gift that you have was not given to you for you to throw it under a bush so that it can be hid from the world. We are each given gifts and talents so that we can not only better ourselves, but it's first and foremost to acknowledge and glorify God. And it's through that glorifying and acknowledging God that he will elevate you and bless you so that you can interact with others, so that someone else's life will be touched and healed and delivered, whatever the case may be. Someone once said to me, there are people on this earth that still have no Bible and they don't know anything about God. Some people may not even know how to read because of what they've gone through in their life. So they may be looking at you because you may be the only Bible they were ever open. And it's not always just what you say, but it sometimes goes hand in hand with what you say and what you do, how you act, how you react, whatever the case may be. Every decision that you do in life will play a part. And it will either make you or it will break you. It can lead you to your destiny, or it can destroy your destiny and snatch it out from under you, and you don't even realize that you didn't been had.
I am telling you. I mean, what you're speaking right now is definitely, you're giving life to someone right now, and that's something that is definitely needed. You're speaking life back into people's situations, dreams, and passions. You're awakening dead portion, and you're reminding us of what God says when it comes to the little things. And I'm not to cut you off real quickly, but I want you to go back to keep that thought, my brother, keep that thought real quick. But you had mentioned something about God says, you know, it's the little things that are important, and it brought me to that Luke 16:10. You know, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And that's what he does. God wants to trust us with the little. He wants us to realize to trust the little bit, trust what we have, trust the lack of, you know, because he's going to make sure that he gives you abundantly. And that's what it reminded me of when you stated that. But I just had to put that in there because that brought me straight to that. And I had to speak the fact that what you're doing right now to encourage you to continue to do what you're doing and never to cut your, you know, don't bite your tongue. Don't worry about being long-winded. I'm long-winded. We're actors. We're actresses. We're speakers. We're God's children, and we're not only God's children, but we're God's ministry. You know, we're out here, and we're really trying to do something that's going to help build the kingdom of God. And we're not being fake. We're being as real as we can and as transparent as we can. And sometimes people don't know how to receive that because so many people walk around with that representation, that representative, versus actually just being real. And just from over the years of me meeting you, I know firsthand that you walk around with complete realistic on your face. The reason being, one, you're a mimester, so it automatically is going to come through. You know, it's because you have to use your body
and
expression. It is automatic. It's something that you just cannot hide. But two, you know, being a dancer myself, it's just automatic for me to know that about you. And then two, the fact that God had the word in you for you to speak and to help people. And so, you know, I just thank you for what you're saying right now. And then go back to your point. I don't want you to lose it. I'm not gonna get long winded.
No, you good, sis. You good. With all that being said, I also wanna say this. Dreams. Okay. There was a time, and this is also a part of my testimony, there was a time where on more than one occasion, actually, even up until recently, I had actually lost faith in my abilities. I lost faith in my dreams, wanting to become an actor, wanting to become a writer. I lost faith and I lost my desire, my will, my zeal. I lost all of that, my drive, my determination, my dedication, my devotion. I lost all of that in my dreams and what I wanted to do with my life. And part of that came from, and this is very important, I cannot stress this enough. Part of that came from me being placed in unfortunate positions and circumstances where I had to live my life wearing a mask over who I am, who Dorian really is inside. Not about who Dorian is on the outside, what he looks like, the way he carries himself, the way he speaks, what he likes, what his dislikes are, where he goes, whatever the case may be. I lost that, and my life for a while spiraled out of control where I had to wear multiple masks based on who I was around, whether I was around people in ministry, whether I was around family, whether I was around friends, whether I was around peers, coworkers, whatever the case may be. Case in point, many of us today are still doing that. And the sad part about it is we deep down know who we really are inside, but because of either fear or being cast out, shunned, pushed out, thrown away, tossed away, drowned in spirit, whatever the case may be, you pick a number, pick something to fill in that blank. Something bad happened to each and every one of us where we questioned and we gave up.
So true.
I just want to tell everybody that's listening, your dreams are not dead. They're not dead. If no one else on the face of this earth, I don't care if it is your family members, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your uncle, your niece, your nephew, whoever it is, whether it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, it don't matter. If no one else believes in your dreams, God believes in your dreams. He gave your dreams to you for a reason.
I just
and he wants to bring them to pass. Now, not only does he want to bring them to pass, but because God said it, and he said that I gave you those dreams for a reason, if he gave you those dreams for a reason, then you are deserving of those dreams. That alone should tell you that if nobody else believes in them, you believe in them. And even if that means you lose some people along the way, some people cannot go with you because they're not meant to walk in your shadow or your footsteps or walk alongside you because they have their own destiny to get to.
Right.
You stand up proud and stretch your stuff and you keep walking forward. If you want to be an actor, go for it. If you want to be a model, go for it. Now, keep in mind, keep in mind, when I say model, I mean, I got to clarify there. When I say model, I mean a model that God will be proud of. I don't mean walk around, you know, butt naked and all that other stuff. You know, don't be, you know, exploiting yourself. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is believe in yourself, believe in your dreams.
Okay.
With that being said, work on your craft. You have to work on your craft. Because if you don't work on your craft becomes weakened and it will become hungry and it's waiting on you to feed it so that it can get you to where you want to be. Some people want to be an actor because they want to be rich and famous. Me, I'm a different type of person because I don't want to say I want to be an actor. What I'm going to say is I am an actor, and I am still working on my craft. I still have a long way to go, but I'm working on it. Now, not only that, but I'm an actor because I have a passion for acting. It has nothing to do with me just wanting to make it big and be rich and all that, because there's different approaches and different steps and different levels to what and who an actor is. It's not about necessarily what's just on the outside.
That's right. That's right.
But
and you know what? I'm glad
again,
that you mentioned
you
that too. I'm glad you mentioned that because I get that a lot. And for me, I love acting. I love entertainment. I love creating because I'm an artistic person. And that's just, I don't consider myself just an actor, or I don't say, or I'm actress. You know, yes, my Facebook says actress Tavessa, but I consider myself an artist versus
really
anything.
Anointed.
And the thing
really
about it
anointed.
Is that
I
love ministry. And I'm sorry, I just want to get somebody, whoever we have on the line, I appreciate you guys joining in, but I need somebody to mute their phone for me. I don't want to mute you myself because then you'll miss out on a lot of what we're saying, but if you can mute your phone in the background and then that way you can still hear it too as well, that'll be great.
Sorry
and I appreciate
about
you guys.
That. I'm
thank
sorry.
You. That's okay. That's all right. But what I was stating was basically I love ministry, and I do acting for ministry. If I can't, I do anything that I can for ministry when it comes to the true ministry of God, the true kingdom of ministry of God. And if I can do that to help somebody, you know, or help myself to see a mirror and to get better, to grow as a human, then that's what I want to do it for. You know, sometimes we get that cliche from people about acting, and they'll say, oh, you know, don't worry, you're going to be in Hollywood. Well, I'm not striving for Hollywood. I'm striving for heaven. There's a different H on my my agenda, you know, and it's not that I'm striving. You know, I could have been in Hollywood if that's the case. You could have been in Hollywood if that's the case. But it's the walk that we have and what we're trying to do as far as in our acting and in our career fields that we've chosen. You know, and for me, it's not about fame. It's not about fortune. Yes, I would love to have more of a finance that opens up for me to open up more doors for other people. But it's not for me to be greedy or for me to push myself to try to make it to so-called Hollywood. My Hollywood is heaven. And if I can't do acting for ministry, I don't want to do it at all. That's just pair point blank for me, you know, and I just had to touch base on that because I get that a lot, and I have to explain myself. People say, oh, you're doing great. And I know you get it too as well when they see the work you do. Oh, you're doing great. You on your way. You about to be in Tyler Perry. They go for the first, you know, a likeness that they can think of in what we have. And we do that at, when you were talking about masks that we wear. We do that to fit in for likeness, you know, have something in common. We do that for commonality a lot. And acting, I just can't. I can't do it for commonality. You know, that's not for me. It might be for some, but what works for some, what works for one can work for them, but it don't work for all. It don't work for me. But I wanted to say that. But I also wanted to give a tip, too, as well, Dorian, out here. And you can tell me, too, as well. I want you to elaborate on this tip, you know, because I can't stress to actors enough and actresses and people that do want to get in this field and they haven't taken the step or they have and they've been hurt behind certain things that they have tapped into in modeling, acting, in the entertainment industry, which is a real cruel. It can be nice and it can be beautiful, but it can be cruel as well. You know, so you have to watch what you tap into and who you're around. But I always tell them, with that in mind, formal training in acting helps an actor improve their skills and career outlook. Mm-hmm. Acting classes can help actors develop the required skills set also as a wide variety of professional guilds are available to actors and actresses out here. Get with people. Get in those acting groups. You know, talk to people. Get in workshops. Networking is a big thing. That's why I asked you. That's why I always start off with, oh, you can follow my guest on such and such, because it lets people know what you're doing too as well for your career. Because in the social world nowadays, that's how, you know, a lot of businesses out here, it ain't just acting. Corporate America is like that right now. Everybody's using the social media sites like Facebook and all of that to run businesses, to network, to talk to people. And it's a blessing if you're using it for the right reasons, and it can be a curse if you're using it for the wrong. Right. I've never had a problem with Facebook myself. I have a lot of friends, I know you probably do too, that have said things, negative things about Facebook. But I think because of what I use it for, I just, you know, I don't have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get somebody to slip through the loops. But I just said all that to say basically networking opportunities and, you know, go to those things, go to classes, go to workshops, get with people. When you're hurt in this type of field, step back and reevaluate your plan, you know, your step-by-step plan on how you started and go back from one to, you know, and keep on going. But for that, could you elaborate on what is some of the things that you used? You know, you said that you had a fall and that you had lost faith and, you know, in acting and in writing. So what did you do? And with all that being said that I stated, what did you do to help you keep pushing forward? Like, what did you use, or how did you motivate yourself to get back on track and not give up?
Okay. In all honesty, in my particular case, my story, I think, was a little bit different. Actually, I know it was different. And the reason why I say that is because when I started Losing Faith, it was because I had not been doing anything in those areas that I had a passion for, and acting was the number one. Okay. And so through different circumstances and everything, I found myself in a position where I had to go to God in prayer. All right. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about someone, meaning me, someone who already had somewhat of a awareness and somewhat of a foothold on a relationship with God, okay? But this may not apply to someone who does not have a relationship with God. So before I go any further, let me say one thing. I got two things to say, but I'll come back to the second one in a minute. The first thing I'll say is relationship. God, and I cannot stress this enough, because people have been misled, especially in ministry. God is concerned about us individually, personally, having a one-on-one relationship with Him for our salvation. Okay.
Personal.
In other words, let me take it a step further. In other words, if I need to give an example, my relationship with God, I cannot live my relationship with God through you, sis. That's not the way it goes. Your relationship with God is your relationship with God. That's a personal, intimate, that key word. You can't forget the word intimate. Personal,
yes.
Intimate relationship with Him. Okay. God desires more than anything else, because of His love in us and for us, He desires above all things a personal, intimate relationship with His children, meaning us. Okay, that's the first thing. Now, let me go back to what I was going to say. For me, I had to find myself going to pray and speak to God, because I had found myself in a position where, from high school all the way, you know, even into ministry and, you know, out in society itself, I started hearing different conversations, and I found myself engaging in conversations with people through interaction that would have their own spin on whether or not it was a good idea for me to become an actor. Well, actors never make that much money, and they spend more time doing auditions than they do making money doing this, doing that, and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. So then it sent me on a spiral out of control where I decided, okay, well, Dorian, maybe you better take a step back, reevaluate, because not everyone that wants to be an actor, not everyone's going to receive a major award that you see on the awards, you know, on television. So, you know, on that aspect, you may not make it big. And then when you get into that position where you start doubting, that's when the enemy sees you at your most vulnerable state, because you don't realize that your spirit is vulnerable at that time. And so that's when all them other thoughts of negativity start coming to your head, where it's like, you can't make it, you can't do this. Look at the way you look. It's the way you walk, the way you carry yourself. It's this, 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 this. And you start dwelling on, after it being repeated into you and being around so many negative conversations, it's drilled into your spirit where now you don't realize that, because all that negativity that you've been around has developed and embedded itself as a little seed that then took root down into your spirit. And now it just started manifesting, and it's growing, and it's starting to overtake you, and so you give up. And so when you give up, it's like, oh, well, now you don't even want to try anymore, because it's not worth your time. you're not going to make money anyways. You're not the greatest. You can't do this. You can't do that. And, oh, well, let's not forget, you look like this, and you don't amount to nothing. And, oh, let's not forget the people that you grew up around and how they did this, and they didn't scarred you, and the way your attitude is, your personality, and you're too heavy, you're too thin, you're not too tall, you're too tall, you're too small, you're this, you're that.
Whoa.
You start dwelling. And so,
right.
the list just goes on and on. Just, I can't tell you, I can tell you some crazy things that, and it's not for me to tell, so I won't tell. But you would not believe things that I have been told from people through their life that have been told to them about basically the fact that they're not going to amount to nothing. That's not what God said last time I checked.
Right.
God is the life giver and life bringer. Mm-hmm. He's not the life destroyer, okay? And that's the problem with, okay, God, I'm not going to go there. I hear you. Okay.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
Lord, forgive me. But basically, that's a problem. Okay, simply put, that's a major issue. So with that being said, that brings me to the second point that I was going to make. As you were talking and everything, before you asked me to kind of elaborate, I was sitting here listening, and, you know, God's Spirit spoke to me. And this may be, you know, off subject, but it's not off the subject. What God told me to say is one word, and what he said to say is heart. There are many of us that are here at this table right now who are struggling with matters of their heart, our heart, okay? I'll say our heart because we all belong to God anyway, so our heart. When one person hurts, we all hurt because we're supposed to be interceding for one another and praying and building one another up. So we all hurt, are suffering as an impact. But the heart, matters of the heart is what he said. Many of us are still walking around with our heart in pieces. And what I'm seeing are shattered remnants. I'm seeing shattered pieces that are like, it's like, I don't know if anyone believes in superstitions, but let me just give a visual demonstration if I could. Imagine a mirror that, it's like walking down an aisle in a Walmart and we bump one of them mirrors that you hang up. It's a tall, slender mirror, one of them rectangular mirrors. But it's outside the frame. So that means the edges are sharp. And we bump it because we don't realize that somebody was going to purchase it and decided they just didn't want to take it back and decided they didn't want it anymore. So instead of them taking it back to put it back where it was placed originally, for it to be sold, they just toss it anywhere. And it just so happened that it was down the aisle that we found ourselves walking down. And we bumped into it because we didn't see it. And it, just as we bump into it, you turn, and just as you turn, it's like everything goes in slow motion and you see that mirror shatter into a billion reflective pieces on the floor. What I'm seeing are, where the heart, matters of the heart are concerned, are shards, broken shards that are reflections of who we are inside, our actual selves, our true identities inside, that we have to put a mask over to cover so that we cannot be revealed or be recognized that we're hurting or we're bleeding inside. And what we don't realize is them broken pieces are pieces of our heart, and we don't realize it until we lift those pieces up to God so he can put that mirror back together as a whole to see our true nature as one. We're trying to pick those pieces up ourselves And we forget that those pieces are pieces, and they're so sharp that now they're cutting all of, they're cutting every one of our fingers. And now we're bleeding all over those pieces, which means our heart is bleeding all over the place, which means it is a symbolization for the things that we say and things that we do and the way we act, the way we react, the way we interact with those around us, which means our hurts are now bleeding and other people's hurts are bleeding on us. And now we're in a cesspool of nothing but blood and shards. In reality, God is trying to pick those pieces up, and he's saying to us, give me those pieces, and I'll remake it, I'll put it back together so that you can see that one reflection of your true self, because I know who you truly are inside, because I know who you truly are inside. You don't know who you are inside. And so because you don't know who you are inside, your true self, let me show you. But until you let me show you, you're going to continue to be cut by them pieces.
Amen. Now,
matters of the heart.
Teaching it. Wow. And you know what? And we have a show where we deal with matters of the heart, which is really awesome. And we bring topics like this to get, you know, we just open up and allow God just to take the floor. And we try to let the mask off. And there's so many different people that come on. And it's just amazing to even just be a sponge in that room at the time. Through Blessed Hands for You Book Club, and Ma actually runs that. I co-host on there, and the actual topic is called Matters of the Heart, because that's what we're dealing with. And it stems from her outreach ministry that we had when we was back in Youngstown, when we had the building on South Avenue. And since we've been in North Carolina, of course, you know, with things that we're doing, we don't have that type of ministry physically in a building anymore. We have it on the radio show and through the drama ministry. So that, you're touching bases on that, definitely, you know, that, I mean, you're all up and around where you're supposed to be, you know, with this topic, with the things that you're speaking of, too, as well. And that is so true, is that we do walk around like that, and then we don't, it's like, it's kind of, it reminded me, what you saying all of this, it reminded me of that one thing that one of the, and I always say elders, even though it came from God as well, but one of the elders that we had in our life would always say, be careful of the angels that we entertain unaware, because we don't realize that we interact with people on a daily basis, and so many people, you know, even in passing by, as passerbyers, and we don't realize what we're entertaining or who that person is or their heart or what's, you know, what's, what might be sharp pieces of their heart, and how we're mending and we're blending all around and we're cutting each other and we're just steady going through our day to day and not really taking, you know, I always tell people, and I try to say that in my show too as well, to, we need to take out time. I think it's so important. And it only take 5 seconds to do this. This is how much of the out of your day it would take. Take 5 seconds, step out your door, and just look around. In that 5 seconds, you might help somebody. You might see something that God wants you to see. But we get so busy in the day that we don't realize to take 5 seconds out just to just stop everything we're doing, thinking everything, and just embrace what God is trying to show us. Yes, it could be longer than 5 seconds, but, you know, if I could just get you to take 5 seconds to see, then you'll probably see the heart of those or actually what you're speaking of. You know, and I think that that's so much more needed, myself included, because I get in my day-to-day, and I have to, you know, and I thank God for his grace and mercy upon my life, you know, and to remind me with topics like this and with us sitting at the soul table today, he gives us a chance. He gives us blessings by reminding us. And, you know, and I wish churches nowadays would actually preach that. You know, when we preach about blessings, we got it in our human minds that it should be financial gain or material gain, something tangible that I can touch. And it's not always that. It's the remembrance. It's the reminding of certain things that can help us know the inside of who we are. You know, and that's what we're doing today, and I appreciate you for doing that, because that's what we need. To me, I want that. Give me that. I'll take that, just like I'll take my heaven over Hollywood. I'll take that, too, as well, over, you know, give me that over the tangible. I'll take that. You know, you don't have to take it if you don't want to. I wish you will. I'll pray. But at the same token, I'll take it, you know, because that's something I definitely want. And I think that that's a part of, you know, the selfishness. We teach selfishness as a bad thing, and it's not always a bad thing. I'm being selfish when it comes to my soul.
Right.
Meaning that I'm going to make sure that I need to do what I need to do any kind of way. God, use me, beat me up, tear me down, snatch me around, whatever you have to do to make sure that you remind TC that it's not about her, but it's about what you have in her to help build the kingdom of God, you know, and that's all. That's all I want my life to be remembered as. And that brings me to my last question for you for today, because we are running out of time, but I have to have you back on as a part two. When
I had asked
you before, definitely I wanted you on earlier, but I couldn't get you on earlier because I ended up having surgery myself, and then I had to take a moment myself too as well. And, you know how we get.
Right.
We get to going and we want to do so much, and then our bodies are shut down, and I had to realize obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, so sometimes I have to be obedient to what God is telling me to do. So I'm glad I had you on, but I'm going to have you back on. But that reminded me of my last question for mm-hmm. you too as well. How do you remain positive mm-hmm. and focused with what you're doing, you know, how, in your day-to-day? How do you remain to help somebody else out here? Maybe it might not be their way or what gets them through, but sometimes it could be a little bit that they could take from that, or it could be a lot of it that they could take from that, of how you get through your day of remaining positive and focused on the things that you are. Not saying that you don't fall, not saying that you don't get down, but how do you remain positive and focused?
There's three things that work for me, and it doesn't have to be in this actual order. Where the steps are concerned. But one thing I had to do is I had to make up in my mind for myself. And I had to make a decision. By that, I mean, I had to decide that no matter what, no matter who agrees with me, who likes me, who dislikes me, who is around me, even if it means me standing by myself, I know that at the end of the day, no matter how I feel, that I belong to God and that I have a purpose. And I also recognize that everyone is not going to always agree with my actions, my choices, my decisions, or the paths that I take. But at the end of the day, I know that God loves me. So I had to decide that no matter what, if nobody else is going to do it for me, for Dorian, Dorian deserves to have that dream that God has sent to him and blessed him with for it to be fulfilled. So it's up to Dorian to decide whether or not he's going to chase it and go after it and make that dream and put in the work for that dream to become a reality. And that means you may lose some people along the way. So I had to decide that at the same time, I have to humble myself, because there were many times where my personality and my attitudes, it was sour, where it stank. If you rubbed me the wrong way, if I didn't find a way to get back at you, best believe I told you how I felt, and it wasn't always in the most godly manner. Trust and believe. It wasn't. But that's because I was operating, there's that part again about the shards. I was operating through them shards. You hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you. You cut my spirit, so I'm going to cut your spirit worse. That's not the way God wants it to be. It's not.
Right.
So that was the first thing that I had to realize. The second thing was that I know that I had to learn how to love myself, not just my good points, but I had to love my flaws and my faults so that I can embrace them, so that I can learn from them, so that I can not only learn but grow and understand why they were flaws and faults and how they got to that point, so that I know how not to repeat that same cycle, whether it be a generational family thing or whatever the case may be. If God is bringing something to the light in my spirit, then he's bringing it to my spirit to the light for a reason, and that is to bring him, to bring me closer to him and to bring awareness so so that it should provoke action to bring about a change for the greater good. That was the second thing. The third thing is, even in my days of being tired and not wanting to do nothing, at the end of the day, my dream got me to a point where I couldn't sit on it no more. And this brings me to my main point. I gave up chasing my dream, and God turned it around, and my dream chased me. Because instead of me hiding under a bushel, He planted that seed so deep in me to a point where I had no choice but to start working toward that dream. So I started volunteering at the Youngstown Playhouse, and in less than a year time, I was blessed with my first award. And that was just working behind the scenes. I wasn't even on the front of the stage at that point. I was working behind the scenes. And from that point on, God picked me up, turned me around, and I started running. And I've been running constantly ever since, which brings me to my case in point. There are key people that are listening while we're here, because I know we got to close out, but I want to get this main point across. There are key people that have given up or have had to set their dreams down for the greater good. I want to encourage you that no matter what life is throwing your way, your dream was given to you by God for a reason. Find a way to feed and sow into that dream. Even if it's just, I don't care if it's, and I'm not even talking about money, but I don't care if it's just a word into that dream. Whether you say to yourself, I'm going to do something about my dream. Or my dream, you can give yourself a pep talk. Even if you say something as small as, my dream matters. I don't care if nobody else believes in it or believes in me, my dream matters.
Yeah, speak to that. Speak life.
Don't give up on your
dreams. Into your dreams.
Speak life. Don't speak curses. Speak life. Finish what you started. Finish it. God did not give you those gifts. I don't care who you are. He did not give you those gifts for them to just lie dormant.
Right.
Allow your dream.
And you know, I believe that He holds us accountable too. I believe He holds us accountable too when we allow them to lay dormant. I believe that He holds us accountable. I believe those certain things that we go through. And you mentioned that in the fact of chasing your dream and your dream started chasing you. I believe that we go through that and the fact of dormancy is that, you know, He holds us accountable. And we need to learn to hold ourselves accountable to what we dream and what we're passionate about as well.
Yeah, and with that being said, remember and understand that there will come some self-sacrifices. Some things that you, in order to get your dream, there are some things that you yourself are going to have to lay down because you can't take mess with you. You can't.
Right.
You can't. It's impossible for you to hold mess and your dream in one hand. You can't do it. You can hold them in two separate hands, but why would you want to do that? Because then your spirit is divided.
Right.
Your spirit is divided. So you, why have the bad in one hand and the good in the other when God is saying, I can give you all of the good, but you got to let go of the bad in your other hand because the good that I want to give you and bless you with and elevate you with and enhance your territory with, it's too much for you to carry or hold in one hand. You'll lose some of it. It's going to fall to the floor, and then your blessing is gone. You need both hands to carry it. That being said, there's some people you can't take with you. And yes, that I'm talking, there is some, when I say there's some people you can't take with you, yes, I'm also talking about family. You can't always take family with you.
Them first.
Your dream is your dream.
You know, we need
I know
to realize
that
and recognize that.
I'm
you know.
Probably going to drill for it, but yeah. But basically, I know we got to close out, but listen, I would love
talking about
to come
Cousin
back
Ray
on the
Ray
show
and Shay. We're speaking truth.
Right. But all I want to say is, you know, I love y'all. Let's rap. For real. Let's rap. Hit me up on Facebook, all right? The name on Facebook is Ian Dakari. That's actually the last three letters of my first name. I-A-N Dakari, D-A-K-A-R-I. Friend request me. Talk to me about the show that we just had the interview on. You know, whatever the case may be, if you want to talk one-on-one, contact me on Facebook, friend request me. Send me a message on Messenger. Let me know that you were listening and there's some things that you want to share, whatever the case may be. You know, I'm always there to encourage. Always.
Well,
hands
guys,
down.
Thank you. Thank you so much, my brother.
Right. Not a problem, sis. Thank you. I love y'all. If you hit me up, just please be mindful that I have a work schedule, and that time block is from Friday 3 p.m. all the way until Sunday evening, 11 p.m. You can still hit me up, but if you need to actually talk, like physically talk, that time block, I'm actually at work. But other than that, if you need to get in contact with me, and of course, you know, not during after hours because I'm asleep, but other than that, contact me, all right? Seriously, because I'm about speaking life, real talk. All right, y'all. I love
exactly.
y'all. Thank you so much, sis.
You're welcome. Well, you guys, you heard it first here on the SOL, and you can catch your girl actor TC again on SOL next week, or actually not next week. Oh, yeah, next week, the 19th, when I'll have another special guest on here. So you heard it from Ian Dakari, a.k.a. my brother, Dorian Thomas. You are an amazing, and I'm definitely a huge fan as well. You know, not just a fan on your entertainment side. I'm a fan for your life. I'm a fan for what you think I probably don't
Thank
know.
You.
I'm a fan for you. I'm a fan for you, completely 100% sold out on Dorian. I am taking you with me, and you're taking me with
that,
you.
Nah.
Either way it go, I'm going. The SOL bringing
all
you
right, all
more
right.
true testimonies
and
great acting advice. Find
right.
out what the buzz is all about.
Together.
Right, absolutely. Oh, that's spoken for. That's already, we put it in existence, and it's just all in God's season and time, and he's going to bring it together.
That's right.
Definitely, I'm pushing for it. You're pushing for it. He already put it together. So we just got to make it happen, and that's definitely going to happen. That was spoken into existence a long time ago into my spirit and into yours as well, because we've had this conversation several times over, and God's, he got a time for it, and whatever he's willing to do on that time, I'm willing to be that utilized vessel and to allow TC to be out of it and allow God to use me in that process. And I want to let our guests know that they can be a guest on the SOL too as well. Plus, we got more in store for you. Remember that helping you helps us. Go to blogtalkradio.com/speakoutloudtalkshow. Subscribe, like my channel, and you'll never miss a show or the updates that we have. We also enjoyed you guys tonight. We enjoyed you sitting at the table with us, and we thank you for being patient with us. We thank you for all of your questions and your topics that you give to us to bring for the special guest that we have. If you feel like you can run the co-host seat, I'm looking for someone coming up for the new year to run the co-host seat with me and actually interview me. I would like for somebody to come on and interview me as well. I interview a lot, and I've had a pleasure, and I'm having such a fun time doing it. I don't even know sometimes that I'm actually going over my time, but I thank God for this actual platform, and I thank him for what he's doing with it. God knows to look out for us in 2018 because more is to come with the SOL Speak Out Loud Cast Versus production. You guys will see us nationwide, internationally very soon. And again, I am Actress TC. Remember to follow, like, share, follow Dorian Thomas on Ian Dakari Facebook.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Or you can also
and I'm going to let Dorian say peace
on
the way out. Yeah, I'm sorry. Say that again because I was speaking.
Well, I was saying, or you can also, actually, you can look me up on the Facebook, Ian Dakari, but I'm also, my mime group, Next Level Mime, is actually on Facebook, too. If you just go through my original page, Ian Dakari, you could type in Next Level Mime, and you will see a couple of videos of my group and I, you know, doing our thing and, you know, blessing the name of the Lord. you know, working
yes, Pastor
and everything.
Pastor Pease,
so,
like he used to do. I'm trying to tell you guys,
if
definitely
you
please go to Facebook and go to Next Level Ministry, my ministry. You will be blessed by them young men and how God is using them and how they're allowing God to use them in the flow of their body as sacrificial praises to God. So I thank you guys for that too as well. I definitely want to make sure that they know we will have a part two as well, because definitely we got to have you back on.
All
there's
right.
so much more that you have, yeah. like there's so much in you that you have to, that people need out here. You know, there's so many Ian
yeah.
Dakaris walking around. There's so many TCs walking around, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then some. So definitely we need you back on the show too as well. So I appreciate you again tonight.
Yeah,
you close us out with a goodbye, and you guys, you have a great night. I'm playing Janet Jackson on the way out, only because my brother got to go
yeah.
to her actual concert, and so I am
concert,
still on a Janet
yeah.
Jackson trip, living
oh,
vicariously
yeah.
through him.
Yeah.
You guys have a good rest of your night.
All right, y'all. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Have a great, wonderful evening.